Banks of the holy Krishna Kund. Local people also called it Radha Sarovar. We just came through the town of Chitchandi. This is the village of the eternal residence of Chitrasaki, one of the eight most confidential maidservants of Srimati Radharani. The house that we just visited is a glorious home of true Brijavasis. We read and we hear about the qualities of the Brijavasis. And I can say this family are genuine Brijavasis. Completely immersed in the divine worship of Sri Sri Radha Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Within their home, practically 24 hours a day, there is Sankirtan. 24 hours a day, practically, they make enough food, braj rotis, and some dal or gur, and they give to all pilgrims and all babas and sadhus that do madhukari. Their deities are worshipped with so much love and affection. I personally have known this family for about 27 years. In 1971, when I used to come to Barasana, I lived on this mountain just here called Man Mandir. And I would do madhukar, begging. And this was my favorite place for begging. Because this family has so much devotion, so much love. Many of our devotees know them. Last time we did Braj Yatra, there was about 300 of us, and they fed all 300 and arranged for sleeping place and everything. It is their heart and soul to serve Vaishnavas. And if you try to give them some donation, they will not accept it. The only way you can give them a donation is you have to hide it somewhere in their house where you know that they will somehow find it, like under the Didi's dress. Otherwise they will say, no, we only want to give, give, give. At this time the family is on Braj Mandala Parikrama with Sri Radha Charan Babaji, one of our very, very dear friends. He takes Brijavasis, several thousand, on Braj Mandala Parikrama every Kartik. The family is there now. It would have been very nice if you could meet all of them. They have the most sweet, beautiful kirtan and the most devotional mood of service. Melts your hearts. Just behind Chikshali is two very sacred kunds called Bihari Kund and Dohani Kund. Dohani Kund is the place where in Braj Bhumi all the cows are milked. Hundreds and thousands of cows are milked at Dohani Kund each day, and the milk is distributed throughout Braja. It is also a wonderful meeting place of Krishna and his cowherd boys. There are trees that grow leaves that make a form just like a cup. And when Krishna and the gopas would steal the butter and yogurt from gopis at Sankarikor, they would come to Dohani Kund and they would find these little leaf cups that naturally grow from the trees, and Krishna would distribute the stolen butter and yogurt in those cups, and they would sit on the banks of Dohani Kund and enjoy the fruits of their transcendental thievery. There is also Bihar Kund, a very, very sacred meeting place of Sri Sri Radha Krishna here in Sri Barasana Dham. Just above us, can you see the temple on the mountain? If it wasn't getting so dark, we could go to all these places. Maybe we can go even in the dark. That's up to you. But on the top of that hill is Murkuti. That is the place where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna perform a very sacred and popular lila amongst the residents of Vrindavan. Man Mandir is a place where Sri Radharani goes when she becomes transcendentally angry with Krishna. Why does Srimati Radharani become angry with Krishna? Only for one reason, to increase Krishna's happiness. Otherwise, she has no trace of desire in her heart for anything else. There are many stories of Sri Radharani's Manlila. I will tell one simple one, because there is not much time. The sun is quickly setting. Sri Radharani was teaching Krishna how to sing and dance. Because Sri Radharani is Kokilavani Sri Radhe. She sings sweeter than the sweetest cuckoo bird of Kokila. So Krishna never wanted this lesson to end. So he would teach her certain notes in the song, and he would purposely sing it completely wrong, just so that she would have to teach him again. Because once he learned, the lesson was over. So she would sing a certain way, and he would sing the notes wrong. And then she would say, no, no, like this, and he would sing it wrong. And then she understood he was playing games, so she became very angry with him, for his pleasure. So Krishna would, when she would become angry, she would sit on this hill called Man Mandir, and gopis would try to convince Radharani to speak to Krishna. But she would not speak to Krishna. Krishna would come apologizing, begging forgiveness. When he would come on one side, she would look the other direction. He would go on the other side, she would look in the other direction. He would stand above her, she would look down. He would stand below her, she would look up. The gopis, they were trying to unite them, but Sri Radharani was making Krishna increase his own love for her. On one occasion, Lord Sri Krishna, he placed the crown of his head on Srimati Radharani's feet and began to cry tears of love. And when Sri Radharani felt those soft, warm tears of love of Sri Krishna on her feet, then her heart melted, and she looked at him and smiled. At Man Mandir, Sri Radharani is proven to be the actual queen of Vrindavan. In Man Mandir, Sri Krishna shows the whole world how he is always subordinate to the love of his beloved devotee, Srimati Radharani. Another time when she was angry and Krishna made so many arrangements to try to somehow or other get her favor, she would not respond. So he came upon Visya. These two girls are facing each other. And Krishna knew that Sri Radharani loved to see the dancing of peacocks. So he began to dance just like a peacock. So Sri Radharani was very much happy to see that. She started to laugh. And she came across the hill and she said, Krishna, I am very much attracted to this peacock dance. Let us dance as peacocks. So Krishna took the wonderful form of a peacock, and Srimati Radharani took the wonderful form of a peahen, And together they danced. They danced and they danced and they danced in transcendental love. Years later, one Babaji, he was blind. He had no vision to see. But his life and soul was to worship Sri Radha Krishna here in Barsana with the idea that someday he will get the vision of this wonderful Mora Leela of Krishna dancing with Sri Radharani as peacock. So Srimati Radharani appeared to him in a dream and told him that I will show you this wonderful darshan, providing you paint exactly what you see. He said, but I'm blind. How can I paint? Where will I find paintbrush? There is no marketplace here in Murkiti in Barsana. She said, I will make all arrangements for you. So he made his vow. And then, even though he was blind, he was given the spiritual vision to see the whole land of Sri Vrindavan Dham. This particular area of Barsana is called Gyabravani. Amongst the local Brijabasis, they say Gyabravani means the forest where there is always dancing. And amongst others, it is said that Gyabravani means the forest where there are beautiful, beautiful caves throughout these hills where Sri Radha, Krishna, and their friends, the gopis and gopis, perform beautiful pastimes. This is the pure town of the dogs of Barsana. If only we could be so enthusiastic in our pure town. So this blind man, after seeing this wonderful darshan, he was able to, without even seeing, get the minerals from the ground and make them into paints and make brushes, and he painted a beautiful painting. And that painting of Sri Radha Krishna dancing as peacocks is still there on the main altar in the temple at the Murkiti. This kund, which is called Radha Sarovar or Krishna Kund. It is said that Krishna, for the pleasure of Sri Radharani and the gopas and gopis, he made this lake with his flute. It is a very, very favorite bathing place of Srimati Radharani here in Barsana. There is a story how in Chikhsholi, so much, because it's just close to Dohani Kund, where the cows are milked, there's always large, large supplies of yogurt and butter and milk and ghee and sweetmeats in the homes of the Brijabasis of Chikhsholi. Krishna and the Gopas would often come here to steal from the Brijabasis. And the Brijabasis, they were always eager to catch him. Not to punish him, but just to see him. So one time, they were in a house, and they were eating the butter. And the gopis decided, they actually had a whole plan, that everything was arranged. As soon as Krishna and his friends entered the house, they would lock the doors. So they locked the doors. And the cowherd boys heard, the doors were locked. They were trapped. What to do? But there was one small window up near the roof of the room that they were standing. So Krishna and all the cowherd boys, they started jumping through that window to escape. But one cowherd boy named Madhu Mangal, he is a Brahmana, and he eats many laddus. You all know this story. He's very famous. I once had a godbrother named Madhu Mangal. In 1972, in the Amsterdam temple, he was living. He was a Brahmin, too. He was one of the only three Brahmins in the temple. And one time for the Sunday feast program, they made enough laddus for 500 people. And when it came to serving them out, they were all gone. Because everyone was searching, where are the laddus, where are the laddus? Nobody could find the laddus. He was an artist, so he was painting, and he had a special little room where he would paint, where nobody else could come in. So one day I was serving, after the Sunday feast, nobody could find the laddus. Everyone was so disturbed, all the guests, where are the laddus? We come every week for these laddus. There was no laddus. So as I served the feast, so they were cleaning the temple, and afterward there had to be somewhere for the server to sit, to take prasad. So Madhu Mangal said, you can sit in my little art studio. It was a little small place. So I was sitting there taking prasad, and he gave me a handful of laddus. I said, where did you get these laddus? He pulled up a blanket. There were 500 laddus. I said, how is this? You stole the laddus. He said, Prabhupada sanctioned me to steal laddus. He said, on my initiation ceremony, he said, your name is Madhu Mangal. And then he said, Madhu Mangal is a Brahmin friend of Krishna, cowherd boy, who loves to eat laddus. He will even steal laddus and eat as many laddus as he can get. He said, so you should follow in the footsteps of Madhu Mangal. He said, the whole temple, they may say what they want, but I know in my heart I am simply obeying the order of my spiritual master. And if you do not tell anyone, I will give you a handful of laddus every day. So I did not want to disturb his service to Srila Prabhupada. So I came, in order to protect his service every day, I came for my handful of laddus. But because Madhu Mangal eats so many laddus, he's heavier than most. He's not a gopa, he's a Brahmin, but he's heavier than the gopas. So they all went through the window, but he couldn't get through the window. So gopis came with their sticks. And what did they find? There was no one in the room. Everyone was gone, and they looked up. And Madhu Mangal was stuck in the window. You are stealing. So they tied up his sika with a rope. And they pulled it up and said, we will not release you until Nandanandana Krishna comes, because we know he is the leader. So Madhu Mangal was crying. They were pulling up his sika and he was crying, Krishna, Krishna, save me, Krishna, save me, Krishna. So he told gopis that, oh, you have made big aparad, Brahmin aparad. Madhu Mangal is a Brahmin. You cannot treat him like this, like a thief. You will have the curse of a Brahmin upon your life. So gopis always were very much respectful to whatever Krishna said. They became very much afraid. Oh, we have offended a Brahmin. What can we do? What can we do? He said, the only way to atone this for this offense is you must please this Brahmin Madhu Mangal. And I know how you can please him. You give him as many laddus as he wants. You feed him and feed him and feed him mountains of laddus. Not only will he forgive you, but he will forget that you ever offended him. First you set up a nice seat for him, and then you feed him. So this place was the seat they made for Sri Madhu Mangal. And they brought him many, 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 many tens and thousands of laddus, and he ate them and distributed them to the gopas, and he forgot all aparads and was very happy. Also, this throne is a beautiful sitting place of Sri Radhan Krishna at this holy abode of Radha Sarovar. When I was living at Man Mandir in 1971, it was a beautiful, at that time it was very, very simple. There was no temple like that. It was just like little caves. And I would come down every day and take bath in Madhus Radha Sarovar and do Madhukari and then go up and just chant Harinam and perform bhajan. It was a very simple and beautiful life, which in the passionate city of Bombay, I would say not a day goes by that my heart does not long to return here. But to serve all of you, I am very happy to be at Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. This particular part of Barasana, Gabravan, is very, very special to me. I remember one time I was sleeping. I used to sleep outside on the ground. And Radhasharan Baba, one day he took rest with a little stick in his hand. I said, "Why are you sleeping with stick? I never saw you sleep with stick." He said, "There is a man-eating leopard that has killed many people in this area, and the people saw him climbing up the mountain toward this temple where we are living." So I said, "Man-eating leopard, what will this little stick?" It was only this big, about half a meter long, about 1 inch thick. I said, "What will this stick do against man-eating leopard?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "But we have to show Krishna that we're trying." If Sri Radharani sees that we're trying, then she will save us. So this is the simple faith of the Brijbasis.
Hare Krishna.
Which would you like to do? Go to Man Mandir or more Kutir? They're very steep climbs. Both are very steep. So what we will do is we will walk through this beautiful, beautiful Gabravan forest. It is a charming forest. So many of the most beautiful Kalpa Vriksha trees. As we're going through the forest, it's time for us to vacate and give them their place. Then we can go up and around to Man Mandir. Then we can come down these steps and then go up to Morkuti and then come down. But older people who cannot climb high steps, please do not try. We'll find a nice place where you can sit. The Brijavasis see the name of Radha within the bark of this tree. If you have the vision to see, you may also see. So what we will do is we will go down and take the achman and sprinkle water on the heads from Sri Krishna Kund, and we will meet at that tree and we will continue our Hare Krishna.